This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. You know we've
got to find a way to bring some. Welcome back. Plowsy, congratulations to your Illini. They knock off Northwestern 81-76 yesterday. Any thoughts?
Just when you think they're tired, they're gassed, the season might be coming to an end, the young guys step up again. I cannot wait to see the future of Illinois basketball. It's good to get another win in the Big Ten right before the Big Ten tournament. So,
yeah, and I'm telling you, they got good young players.
Yes.
What's the betting line on Io DeSumo in terms of staying?
I would say probably 80% going to stay. You know, it all depends on the workouts and who stays and who goes and how you project point guards and what position he would be. So I would say there's an 80% chance he come back. Plus, with a great recruiting class, he knows – he probably can, you know, have a more beneficial staying another year.
Great. That is good to hear. And they had an unbelievable recruiting class coming in, correct?
Yes. Top 40 player. Got a couple 3-stars. Getting some local kids from the Chicago area, which is nice as well. So.
Well, that is good to hear. And also, congratulations to Sophie Cunningham. She finished off her Mizzou career, or her home career, with a victory. She went out in style. One of the great basketball players, not just in women's history at Mizzou, but just one of the great players, period.
She got some fire, too. She plays with some fire on the court.
You know what I like about her, too, is she's a scorer, but she's also has high assist totals. She's fun to watch. You know what else is fun to watch? The Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. It's happening this weekend in St. Louis. SIU Carbondale has kind of surprised a lot of people down the stretch. They've gotten hot, and so for the season, SIU finishes third in the conference, and it's been a great conference. Joining us is their head coach, Barry Hinson. Coach, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. Thanks for having us on the show again.
Boy, you got to be thrilled with the way your team has closed out this season.
I am. I'd be a liar if I didn't tell you that. And I've always said this, you know, the best basketball has to be played in February and March, and our guys have really come together. We're coming into the Valley Tournament with a 3-game win streak, and our guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now. But we also understand this conference this year, of all the years, if you're ever going to come to a Valley Tournament, this would be the one, because I think every game could go down to the wire or be an overtime game. And when I say every game, I mean every game.
The game you had to have, and the most important victory of your season, I think, is the one I watched last Sunday when you beat Loyola Chicago with, by the way, the young man from Westminster Christian Academy hitting the big three with the shot clock winding down.
Yeah, that guard from Westminster Christian's been a staple for us, and it's almost, Frank, as Aaron goes, so go we, and when he plays like a true point guard, our basketball team is pretty good and pretty solid, and he had a good game that day, and you're right, a game in which, first of all, we had to win, a game in which gave us confidence, knowing that we could play with anybody in the league, and I thought it helped us a tremendous amount.
We're talking about Aaron Cook, also a young man from Edwardsville. Armand Fletcher had a big game that afternoon.
Yeah, Armand's had a good week. He almost averaged 30 points, and he had a great week in which he was also player of the week for the Missouri Valley Conference. And Armand is our leading scorer, leading rebounder. And, you know, Coach Self used to say this all the time, big players make big plays. And Armand's done that here in the last 2 weeks.
Coach, in the middle of the slump, how do you handle things in terms of motivating them but not breaking them down but being tough? Take us through that philosophy.
Well, I think it's different from every team. And, I mean, certainly I'd like to tell you that we handle the slump in a great way. But let's get one thing straight about a slump. A slump also has to do with what players are available to play. Let's don't forget, Armand Fletcher didn't play for us 9 games. And I don't care who you are. You take the leading scorer, leading rebounder off your team and see how well you play. Ask the Duke Blue Devils how that works. And so it took us a time to not only really to adapt to his absence. And then when he came back, it took us a time to adapt to him coming back. So it was just a struggle for us. And January was a really hard month for our team. But you know, I got to give credit to those young men. They just hung in there. And, 2 weeks ago, we're thinking we possibly could be in the play-in game. And here we look up and we're in third place. And Frank, here is a great testament to these young men, specifically guys like Armand, Sean Lloyd, and Rudy Stradnick. These guys have been here 5 years and 4 years of those six seniors that are back. And this senior class has finished, the last 5 years, has finished better or exactly where they were picked in the conference race all 5 years. To be quite frank, four of those 5 years, they finished better than where they were predicted. So I think that's a great testament to those young men.
Coach, I know God and family are first for you. But in the middle of this, like, give us an idea of the high on how good it is when you're playing like you are right now, and then the low, how bad it is when you're going through the slump.
Well, it's exactly what you said. It's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And I think Tim Jankovich probably had as much to do with my season as anything this year when we were going through a period where we were really struggling. And, you know, Tim says sometimes you just got to go. You got to go to your faith, and you got to make total commitment and total surrender to your faith. And I think that's, you know, that's my mindset. That's the way I was raised. And I know it may not be the same for everybody, but for everybody out there that's going through a slump or a struggle, and let's get one thing straight, Frank. You know, losing ball games is minimal compared to what a lot of people go through on a daily basis. Loss of life, loss of jobs, you know, bad news where you get something, incurable illness or whatever, it fails in comparison to those people. But at the same time, it still hurts us. And I think you always have to have, I tell our guys this is pretty simple how I put it. I tell you guys, you got to wake up every day with hope. That's all I need. That's all I need. Just give me hope. If you get up every day and you've got hope, you can go forward. That's all you have to have. And that's what we've talked to our guys about. So when we were in the slump, to be quite frank, that's what we talked about, was what hope do we have? And now you look up, here we are going into the tournament on a three-game win streak, and our guys are feeling pretty good right now.
Coach, do you believe it's a one-bid league?
Yeah, I'm sad to say, Frank, that it is. I'm not one of those guys. I don't ever, you know, I'm not a spin guy. I don't spin it. I'm not like the political parties. I don't do that. I always speak straightforward. And this year is a year which we're only going to have one team, and it's going to be the team that wins the tournament. And I wish it was something else, but the parity in our league this year, which has been wonderful for the fans, has actually kind of hurt us as far as getting another team into the tournament. But I think that whomever wins this tournament is going to be a great representative in our tournament and a great representative of our conference.
We're talking with Barry Hinson, the head coach at SIU Carbondale. They'll be in action Friday night. You're playing the 8:30 game, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Give me a thought on Loyola and how that helped the conference overall. And it seems like even though they're still a really good team and they've had some really great highs, you know, as you proved, you know, everybody's beatable in this league.
Well, that's what everybody's telling everybody today, Frank. You just gave the pre-locker room speech to practice today for 10 teams. That's exactly as what's being said today, because everybody basically took yesterday off. So when all those teams meet today to get ready for practice, they're going to say what you just said. And what Loyola has meant to this program is the same thing that Wichita State meant when they went to the Final Four. Validation about how good this league is. I've had a 16-year love affair with this league. And I have been never shy of telling you that I think it's the best mid-conference or mid-major conference out there. We're the second oldest conference in college basketball, second only to the Big Ten. And you look at the 112-year history of this league, I mean, it's just outstanding what this league has done. And not only what the league has done, but the communities. The communities that represent the Missouri Valley Conference are true basketball communities. And night in and night out, you either play in front of a sold-out arena or a packed arena and a passionate arena. And that's, you know, we're spoiled, Frank. We really are. And the people that have never been to a Missouri Valley tournament, this is the time to go. This is absolutely the time to buy a ticket. If you want to be entertained, nail-biters, this is the time, because it's going to be an unbelievable tournament.
You can feel the passion of Barry Hinson here. I'm wondering, can you do this in an old age with the amount of passion you have?
Well, who said said I'm old, Frank. You're
I didn't say not at all.
Old.
But I mean, when you get older, can you do this? Is it healthy?
You know, Frank, I've been doing the same thing for 38 years. I don't know what else I'd do unless I'm going to come on your show and talk about barbecue. I just, you know, I'm young. I still feel young. I'm getting ready to be. I'm close to 60, and but I love kids. I love teaching, and I hope the Lord lets me do that as long as I can.
How about recruiting? Every once in a while, I hear, well, I really enjoy recruiting, getting to know kids. And then I hear from other coaches, you know what, I get tired of chasing 17- or 18-year-olds around and texting them all the time. What about you in recruiting?
I love recruiting. I love recruiting in the sense that I get an opportunity to meet new people, new coaches, new families. I don't like the up and down travel at my age. When you get away from your bed, it's a little bit difficult, but I love the interaction and the communication part. I don't like all the travel that entails. It's a little different than when I was at Kansas. At Kansas, you flew everywhere, and we don't quite have that budget here at Carbondale, so there's a lot of driving and a lot of extra time on the road, but I still absolutely live for the interaction that I have with the kids.
What's your best recruiting story? Is it anything like food related where you had a particularly bad meal and you had to make it seem like it was a five-star dinner you just had? Or give us one good recruiting story over the years for Barry.
I've got the greatest recruiting story. Scott Sutton, which was the head coach at Oral Roberts University, now is assistant at Oklahoma State. We go into Kansas, a small rural community in Kansas. We're recruiting a kid named Ryan Murphy. And he ends up going to Washburn, but he's a heck of a player. And Washburn, if I'm not mistaken, either won the national championship or was runner-up when Ryan played for them. But unbeknownst to me, we're doing a home visit. And I have no idea that while we're in the home visit, they've got this big cat. And when I say big cat, Frank, I'm talking big cat. Cat had to weigh 25, 30 pounds. Big old fluffy-haired cat. And it's just rubbing all up and down on Scott Sutton. Unbeknownst to me, Scott Sutton is allergic to cats. I look over there, and it looks like he's watching the last 15 minutes of Terms of Endearment. He's crying. His eyes are barely open. He's swollen up in the face. He's not saying. He's coughing. He's sneezing. We can't get out of there fast enough. I get in the car, and I go, what in the world is going on with you? What are you doing? He said, Coach, I'm allergic to cats. We couldn't get out of there. The guy drove me. He couldn't drive out because he couldn't see. His eyes were swollen so bad.
That is wow. Coach, we appreciate your time. SIU Carbondale against Northern Iowa, 8:30 Friday night at the Enterprise Center. It's appointment television. It's appointment. If you love to watch basketball, head on out to the Enterprise Center. We appreciate it, sir. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right. Barry Hinson joining us. They've really turned it around. A lot of people were down on SIU Carbondale, and they just kept winning down the stretch, and they finished third in the Missouri Valley Conference. By the way, Loyola is the number one seed. They'll open up Friday at noon against the winner of Indiana State and Valpo. Then Missouri State and Bradley in the second game that afternoon, and then Drake plays the winner of Illinois State and Evansville, and then SIU Northern Iowa.
I mean, I know he was joking, but an occasional segment of Barry hopping on talking barbecue sounds kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. I think he'd be a pretty good, you know, entertainer in terms of like a studio show.
Oh, yeah.
But I always thought, too, and I hope he coaches for a long time, that his best thing when he wants to get out of coaching would be as an athletic director. I mean, what do athletic directors do? They shake hands, they raise money, they give speeches. I think he'd be perfect. So, all right, we'll take a short time out. When we come back, we want to take some text and some phone calls. And that line to be a part of the program, of course, well, it's brought to you by our good friends at Maryville University, 855-282-8255. Winning Streak text line, 855-282-8255. Before we go to break, quick word about Hollywood Casino. They are our title sponsor. If you're looking for a place to watch the games, 99 Hops House is one of my favorite bars in St. Louis. 99 different beers to choose from, great appetizers, great entrees. It's a good place to do some people watching, too. Final Cut Steakhouse, Charlie Gito's. Make sure you drive by that new rink, which is about to happen, the greatest hockey facility in St. Louis history. And it's going to be on the grounds of Hollywood Casino. Take a break. We're coming right back.